It's winter in Iraq, but signs of spring are beginning to appear in the soil, in the trees, and in the air. John, and we identify him simply as such for security reasons, is a member of the National Guard stationed in Iraq. For almost a year, he's been chronicling the birds and other forms of wildlife that he's observed there on his internet blog, Birding Babylon. Now, we last spoke with John in October. He's getting ready to leave Iraq soon, so it seemed like a good time to ask him about his latest sightings. John joins us on the line from Iraq. Thanks so much for being back with us.
No problem.
And may I ask, you're leaving Iraq for good?
For now.
For now, at any rate.
I may be back at some point, hopefully as a tourist.
And have you visited any new areas in the country since we spoke with you in October?
Yeah, actually, I've got around quite a bit. I was up north near Mosul for a while, down south near Nasiriyah, and out in the western desert west of Fallujah.
And what are some of the most remarkable things you've seen?
Well, flying north towards Mosul, I saw a bird that's pretty famous in the Arab world. It's called a Hubara bustard, mm-hmm. and it's kind of the favorite prey of the guys who like hunting with falcons. That was probably, I think, the most exciting find for me. I was flying over 100 miles an hour in a helicopter, so it was a pretty short glimpse of it.
What do they look like?
But they're kind of a chicken-like bird, almost, a ground bird. They have very distinctive wings when they fly, big white patches at the end of their wings, kind of circled with black. Mm-hmm. I think their numbers have declined in recent years. So it was a good sighting, I thought.
John, I wanted to ask you about your Christmas bird count. And in this blog you keep, essentially a diary of your birding that other people mm-hmm. can follow, you have an entry on December 22nd of last year in anticipation of the CBC, as you call it, the Christmas bird count. Now, I wonder if we could have you read from it.
Okay. December 22nd, 2004. I haven't been for a good long walk for a few weeks. Tomorrow morning, I'll have an opportunity. I'll consider it a Christmas bird count. Because of this deployment, I've missed the last two counts with my local Audubon Society that I participated with since I was 14. The first CBC I went on, I remember seeing a flock of pine grosbeaks in the snow. At home, I usually get to count the birds at a huge American crow roost. Here, I have my rooks.
Now, in your blog, John, you mention about seeing something like 10,000 rooks. My God, what's that like?
It's like a big black cloud moving around. Actually, back at home, the American crow roost, sometimes we've estimated 40,000 plus. They're pretty entertaining birds. They seem to like playing around in the air. They do all sorts of acrobatics and perch in trees near your building and make a ruckus. They're kind of the comic characters here, I guess.
They sound terrific.
I like them.
You know, I'm not even sure I know where you live back home, and I guess we have to be careful about not identifying that. Is that correct?
Well, I live in New England.
Okay.
Places that I have been birding. I like to bird. Cape May, New Jersey, Jamaica Bay, New York. Up in Massachusetts on Cape Cod or Gloucester up in the winter time. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting seeing some of the same birds here. You know, there's a lot of species of birds that are basically distributed around the kind of northern hemisphere. So some of the ducks that I see here are the same ducks that I would see at Jamaica Bay at this time of year.
Well, do you think, may I ask, John, that when you get back home, you're going to keep up your blog?
I think so. Maybe call birding something else, or, you know, maybe I'll just see if I can get some reports from people in Iraq, kind of keep the same theme. But, you know, it's a good diversion, and also it helps you share a lot of your observations that otherwise only you would enjoy.
Well, John, good talking to you.
No problem.
John, a soldier with the U.S. National Guard in Iraq, speaking by satellite phone. And for a link to Birding Babylon, you can come to our website, npr.org.